according to Rabbi Eliezer, Bereishis Bara Elohim takes place on Chof Hei Elul. Brias Adam Harishain is Rosh Hashanah. So the Bria actually begins on this date, Chof Hei Elul. Chof Hei Elul is also mentioned in Nehemiah. That was the day when they began to build the ruined wall, the walls, the ruined city of Yerushalayim. Chof Hei Elul is a day of beginning from nothing, Yesh Me'ayin, and beginning after the Churban. And we find ourselves in the last few days of Tav Shanayim Beis, preparing for Tav Shanayim Gimel, this Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year. During the last few days of Slichos, which also completes the 7 weeks of Nechama. There are 7 weeks of Nechama that come after Tisha B'Av. So this last Shabbos of the year is the last Shabbos of Nechama. The highest consolation, clearly, of the 7 weeks of Nechama is Sais Osis Bahashem, the Nechama of Yeshaya, Samach Aleph, Samach Bey, Samach Gimel, talking about rejoicing with Hashem, rejoicing with Yerushalayim, Tzayis Chosen Al Kali Yosef Samayach Al Koyach Al Chay Mosayach Yerushalayim. A very comforting, uplifting, consoling Haftarah. We come to the end of the 7 weeks of Nechama and to the beginning of a new year. And every year, it's Nitzavim by itself, or Nitzavim Vayelech. Most of the times it's Nitzavim Vayelech. This year, because Rosh Hashanah is Monday, Nitzavim Vayelech are separated. So this is the only time that we get to read Nitzavim Vayelech separately is in such a kvius when Rosh Hashanah falls out either Monday or Tuesday. We read this Shabbos, this parasha, which has 40 psukim. The only parasha in Torah that has 40 psukim is Parashas Nitzavim. And at the end of the parasha, we are given a siman, a word to remember how many psukim this parasha has. The word is levavai. Lamed beis beis vav is equal to 40, and that's how many psukim Nitzavim has. What does the word levavai have to do with parashas Nitzavim? We know that every time there's a siman, that word is connected to the parasha. Now, could be, probably it is, on the surface, the reason, because the word levavai appears in this parasha. Like many times, they take a word appearing in the parasha, which happens to equal to how many psukim the parasha has. Pasuk says, between Shlishi and Revi of Parashas Nitzavim, Ten yesh bachem isha isha imushbacha yeshevet asher levavai fayna hayoim. Perhaps there's a man, a woman, or family, or tribe whose heart turns away from Hashem to go and serve the idols. Ten yesh bachem shayresh payre reish v'la'ana, root of a bitter herb. And there the Torah goes on to say, such a person who thinks that things will be good for him, he doesn't have to do tshuva, Torah says what will happen to him. And that could be the pashtus why the word levavai was chosen. And like every topic in Torah, there are many, many interpretations, many meanings, many, many ideas. And perhaps we could say a different idea, what levavai has to do with Pashas Nitzavim. And this is not only the last Shabbos of the year, it is also the parasha of Tshuva and the parasha of Kibbutz Goliath. The parasha of Tshuva, which many say it every day, it's in the back of the Siddurim after Shacharis, is in Parashas Nitzavim. Tomorrow's portion of Chumash, Thursday's portion of Chumash this year, when Nitzavim is read separately. The Hoyach Yavoyu Alecha Kol Advarim Ha'ela Habracha V'Haklala, V'Shafta Ad Hashem Aleikecha, the parasha of Tshuva, and then the parasha of Geula, V'Shav Hashem Aleikecha Es Shavuscha V'Kibetzcha. This is where the Rambam's source, one of his sources at the end of Hilchos Melachim, that one who denies the coming of Mashiach is a kofer in Torah, is this parasha, this psukim here, which is talking about Kibbutz Goliath. One of the simonim of Mashiach, when Mashiach is definitely going to be identified as the definite Redeemer, is when he gathers all the exiles, when he gathers every single Jew from every part of the world. That's this, one of the simone muvhak. The Rambam gives actually a few simone. One of them is that he will build the Beis HaMikdash b'mkaymai, because if he builds the Beis HaMikdash anywhere else, that doesn't mean he's Mashiach. But if he builds the Beis HaMikdash on top of Temple Mount with no protest, nothing happens to him, he's definitely Mashiach. That's for sure. Today we understand that clearly. But that's not the only thing he has to do. The Rambam says he also must gather Yekabetz Nidche Yisrael, the Yilchay Mulchemes Hashem Vinatzeach. He will battle the battles of Hashem and be victorious. And after all of that, then we know he's for sure Mashiach. Before that, he can be presumed to be Mashiach, the Cheskas Mashiach, but not until he accomplishes all of what the Rambam says. And one of them is what we talk about in this week's parasha, Kibbutz Goliyah. He said, Yihi Anidachacha B'Ktzei HaShamayim. The Torah clearly prophesies, the Torah saw already in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that there will be Jews in every part of the world. And certainly when the Torah was given, there was no one even knew about America then. They didn't even know about Europe, probably. And today, clearly, there are Jews everywhere in every part of the world. And Yihi Anidachacha B'Ktzei HaShamayim. That Hashem is going to gather every Jew from every part of the world and bring them to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, Yir HaKadosh. The Haftacha of the Geula. That's what the Rambam says, that the Torah promises that when the Jews do tshuva at the end of time, which is what it's talking about here, they will be redeemed immediately. Miyad Hein Negolim. This is always read that it's Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah, as this year came out just a day before Rosh Hashanah, with one day in between Hefset, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Sunday, and right away comes Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva, Kibbutz Goliyos, Geula, which the two brachas that in Shemayna Esrei that go one after the other, Hashiveinu and Re'ena V'Anyenu, one is Tshuva, one is Geula. He thinks this. This shiur, there's another shiur. What? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to make sure because there's another shiur going. These two brachas in Shemayna Esrei, Hashiveinu, and then Re'ena V'Anyenu, where we see tshuva and geula go together, is what we see here in this parasha. After V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, then V'shav Hashem Elokecha es Shavuscha V'richamecha. And it's in this parasha, this topic here between Revi and Shishi, where the Torah also talks about Umo Hashem Elokecha es Levavcha ve'es Levav Zarecha, that Hashem is going to circumcise your heart and the heart of your children, which means, as Chazal tell us, that Hashem is going to remove the Yetzahara. Says the Baal HaTurim, es Levavcha ve'es Levav is Rosh Teves Elul. This is one of the famous acronyms that stand for Elul. Elul is es Levavcha ve'es Levav. So what exactly does that have to do with Elul? Es Levavcha ve'es Levav. Tshuva has to do with Bina. This is based on the Pasuk that we're going to be reading next Shabbos in the Haftarah of Shabbos Tshuva. Ulevavoi Yovin Vishav Verofaloi. That Tshuva requires Bina. Bina is Tshuva. The Sforim speak about this. Ben Arboim Labina. Person first reaches a stage of understanding. We call Bina when he reaches the age of 40, then Arboim Labina, which is in this week's Pirkei Avos. Agav, this Shabbos, we also complete the cycle of Pirkei Avos, the last cycle. We do two Prakim, Perek Hei and Vav. And in fact, this is the only time during the year when we read Pirkei Avos, there are four cycles, that we double up. We read two Prakim at a time. Not just in order to be able to finish it, which is the literal understanding, but it's more than that. It's because in Chodesh Elul we are trying to increase as much as possible in Torah study, in mitzvahs, and giving tzedakah, as mentioned in previous weeks. What it says in Medrash Tanchuma, that if a person did many averas, so he should counter the averas with mitzvahs. If a person only learned one daf, he should do two. The person learned one parak of Mishnayos, he should learn two. That's the lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma, quoted by all the Sifrei Musar. If some imrogel lishna is parak echad, yishna beis broken. Daf echad, shtei daf. More. Whatever you did till now, you do more. It's like when a knot, when a rope rips, so what do? We tie it, we make a knot, a double knot, a triple knot, to make sure that it doesn't rip again. Which is one of the ways that we do tshuva. One of the ways that we do tshuva is to increase in Torah study, to increase in giving tzedakah, to increase in mitzvahs, which is why, as we mentioned previously, that in Elul we always read parashas Kiseitse, which has the most mitzvahs of any mitzvah, of any parasha in the Torah, more mitzvahs than any other parasha, appropriate for Elul, because in Elul we are looking to do as many mitzvahs as possible, as to give as much tzedakah as possible, which is, as we mentioned, why the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Elul, as it's discussed in all these sforim that talk about the months, is derived from the last letters of tzedakah tihiyelanu ki, a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, beginning with the word of tzedakah. Utzedakah tihiyelanu ki, which is Sefer Teves, hey hey, vav yud, that's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Elul. It's beginning with the word utzedakah, because tzedakah, increasing and giving tzedakah, or as the Unkelus translates tzedakah, zachusa, zachusim, we need zachusim. So we learn not one parak of Pirkei Avos in Chodesh Elul, two prakim of Pirkei Avos in Chodesh Elul, more than in any other month, and more than any other cycle. We double up, more mitzvahs, more Torah, more tzedakah, to try to increase our zechusim. Tshuva is totally in bina. When one understands, when one reaches the level of bina, that's when one does tshuva. And that's based on this pasuk, Levavai Yavin Veshav Verafalai. When he understands in his heart, Levavai Yavin Bina Belev, that's when he does tshuva. Tshuva is belev. True tshuva is when it comes from the lev, when it comes from the heart. And being that when a person reaches the age of 40, or lav dafka 40, but it's the number 40 that we see is associated with bina, doesn't mean a person can't have bina when he's 36 or when he's 25. The idea of bina is associated with 40. That's why there are 40 days of tshuva. There are 40 days beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom HaKippurim, the 40th day. A mikveh has 40 su'ah. As we know, a mikveh has to have 40. So if it has even a drop less, and one immersed himself in it, he is not tohar. Tshuva is metaher, the heart of a person. Mikveh is metaher, the body of a person. And both associated with the number 40. And perhaps this is the reason why this parasha, which is the parasha of tshuva, this is the parasha in which the Torah talks to us about doing tshuva, v'shafta ad Hashem alekecha, which this parasha takes us to Rosh Hashanah, to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is the finale of the 40 days, the last 10 days, after 30 days of Chodesh Elul, that a Yid has worked, has hopefully done in this time of year, what we're supposed to be doing in Chodesh Elul. Purifying our hearts, Umaltem es orlas levavchem, says the pasuk in Parshas Eikev. Hashem asks of us that we cut out the arla of the heart, the tipshus of the lev, as the Unkelus translates arlas, tipshus, the foolishness, the stupidity. Ein adam oivra avera elam kei nichnas by ruach shtus, the yetzahara, who's trying to get us to forget our purpose in life. On Rosh Hashanah we reach Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is the day of memory, a day when there is no shikha. Ein shikha lefnei kisei kvaydecha. We say 10 psukim with the word zikaron. Yom zikaron, shabbosoin, zichroin, teruah. Rosh Hashanah has to do with memory. What does that mean? It has to do with memory. Aveira leads to shikha. Chassidus Sfarim bring down that the phrase that we say in the Makalos River voice, Shekein Chayvas Kol HaYitzurim, Shekein Chayvas Kol HaYitzurim, is Rosh Hatevis Shikcha. So what does that mean? Literally, Shekein Chayvas Kol HaYitzurim, Lahoydas, this is the obligation of all the creations to praise and thank Hashem. What does Shekein Chayvas Kol HaYitzurim have to do with Shikcha? So they say that the Derech Remez, Chayv doesn't only mean obligation, Chayv also means sin, debt. When a person sins, he has to pay his debt, he has to do tshuva. So he has a debt, he owes Hashem tshuva because he sinned. It's a chayv. The first one to bring a chayv to the world was Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon sinned on the first Rosh Hashanah of history. the day he was created, as the Gemara says, it all happened on that day. So Rosh Hashanah was the day of the first chait. That brought shikcha into the world. Shekein chayvas kol hayitzurim. Other Marishan was kol hayitzurim. Other Marishan was kailal, all the creation. Every neshama in the entire history was included in the neshama of other Marishan. Shekein chayvas kol hayitzurim. Rosh Hatevis shikcha. Adam, by the Chet Eitz Hadas, brought shikcha to the world. By the Chet HaEgel, later, there was shikcha, which is caused by the breaking of the luchas. As Chazal tells us, that if the luchas would never have been broken, there would be no shikcha. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Zikaron. Rosh Hashanah, there's no shikcha. Ein shikcha lefnei kisei chvaydecha. Rosh Hashanah, one might ask, but that's the day when the Chet happened. That's the day when the Eitz Hadas, when the sin of Eitz Hadas occurred. Right. But there's also a part of Rosh Hashanah before Chet Eitz Hadas. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam was created. When Adam was first created, Yitzir Kapov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Chet, there was no Misa. There was no Shikcha. There was no Golas. It was the perfect world. Every year, we prepare for that Rosh Hashanah. We are preparing for the ultimate, for the Rosh Hashanah of the way it was before Chet Eitz Hadas, when there was no Shikcha. And that's why we keep on mentioning over and over again that Hashem should remember us. Zochreinu l'chayim melech hafetz b'chayim v'chazveinu b'seif r'chayim. Rosh Hashanah was the day when Hashem blew life into Adam. Vayipach v'achav nishmas chayim. One may ask the same thing, but it was also the day in which Misa was decreed. Because that's the day when Hashem told Adam, Ofarat v'yal ofar toshuv. It was a day that all the curses in Bereshis, if one looks back in Chumash Bereshis, to all the klalois that were uttered after Chet Eitz Hadas, you realize that was on the day that Adam was created. That was Rosh Hashanah. That's not what we're preparing for. We're not preparing for Rosh Hashanah as a day of Misa, although we do say that it's a day when Sifrei Chayim Umesim Psuchim Lefonim, which is why we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah, because it's a day that Hashem is making a decision in which book to inscribe us. So it's a very awesome day. It's not a day to say Halal, as Chazal tell us. True, but Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam was created, the day of Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, before the Chet. And the purpose of the Tshuva of Elul preceding Rosh Hashanah is so that we come to Rosh Hashanah pure. We come to Rosh Hashanah like Adam Arishon Kodem HaChet, before Shikcha, a day that there is no Shikcha, a day that there's no Misa. That's why Pashas Nitzavim has 40 Psukim. Pashas Nitzavim has 40 Psukim, and the Simon, to remember how many Psukim it is, as we said before, is Levavoi. The same lave that the Pasuk said, Asher Levavoi Foyne Hayoyim, the heart turns away from Hashem. In Elul, we turn back. In the Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hatevis, Es Levavachov, Es Levav. Elul is the month to turn around our hearts, to purify our hearts. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav. Rosh Hatevis Elul. So that which begins the 40-day tkufa of tshuva, which tshuva leads to geula. Tshuva leads to kibbutz golius, as we see in this week's parasha. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kolfem. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael on the last day of his life. Kibbutz golius. Moshe Rabbeinu is the neshama of Mashiach. As the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parashas Vayechi quotes the Zohar, Moshe is Rosh Hatevis, Mashe Hoya Hu Sheyihiyah. What he was is what he will be. Even though he's a Levi, Lechayim Mashiach is from Yehuda, that's a good question. The Aruch Chaim speaks about it. But some nitzes, Moshe Mashiach is the same idea. What Mashiach is going to do, Moshe Rabbeinu did. Mashiach, as we mentioned before, has to gather the entire Klal Yisrael, Mekabetz Nitche Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Nitzavim. Nitzavim is b'gematria kabeitz. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of Klal Yisrael on the last day of his life, the day that he reached the highest level, Shar Hanun, as the Maggid of Mizrich said, or the Gemara says in the Dorim, Chamishim Shar Ebina Nivru Ba'olam. And the kulam nitenu l'moshe choser achas. Moshe Rabbeinu attained on his own 49 levels of wisdom, not the 50th. But the chasreu me'at me'elikim, says the Maggid of Mizrich, he quotes other previous svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu did reach the level of nun, shar hanun,
on the day that he passed away, on the day he left this world. That's why he says, Aleil Har Avorim Har Nivoi. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Nivo, which is Nunboi. On that day, he reached the level of Nun. Rosh Hashanah is the 50th day after Tisha B'Av. Just like Shavuos is the 50th day after Pesach. Just like there are 7 weeks where we leave Mitzrayim in order to go to Matan Torah on Shavuos, there are 7 weeks to leave the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. On Tisha B'Av, we cried out to Hashem, Lama Lametzach Tishkochein, why did you forget us? Tisha B'Av is a day of Shikcha. Shikach Hashem Moyed B'Shabbos, as we say in Eicha. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Zikorim. Rosh Hashanah is the Hepech of Tisha B'Av. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaNun that comes after Tisha B'Av, just like Shavuos is the Yom HaNun that comes after Pesach. And they're very similar. One of the reasons we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remember Maimon Har Sinai. By Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem blew Shofar. V'koil Shofar Chazak Ma'od. In fact, the first time the word Shofar appears in Chumash and Parshas Yisrael, where we're talking about Matan Torah. Bereshis. Bereshis is Aleph B'Tishrei, first day of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, and the world's created. But Bereshis also stands for, as the Baal HaTurim says, Barishayna, Ro'a Elohim, Sheyakablu Yisrael, Torah. The purpose of the creation of the world is that the Jews receive the Torah. Yoim HaShishi. What's Yoim HaShishi, Rashi brings down? Shishi B'Sivan. Now, Al Pi Pshat, Yoim HaShishi is Rosh Hashanah, the day Adam was created. That yet Chazal Darshan, Yom HaShishi is Shishi B'Sivan. There are two different days, two different months, two different parts of the year. One's Rosh Hashanah, one's Shavuos. Chazal are telling you that Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are really one and the same. Purpose of creation, Rosh Hashanah is for the Torah which was given on Shavuos. And when we prepare for both Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, we have a 49-day preparation from after Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah and from after Pesach to Shavuos. Pesach, we leave Mitzrayim, Min HaMeitzar, the Mitzorim of the Yetzer Hara, the constraints, and on Rosh Hashanah, one of the first psukim that we say when we blow the shofar is Min HaMeitzar Korosi Ka'anoni BaMerchav. We go out from Meitzar to Merchav. In the Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim is written many, many times. The Zohar said it's written 50 times. And there's a dispute among the Kadmainim, what was the last time it ever says Yetzias Mitzrayim in Chumash? If you take a look in Chumash, what the last time Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned, the Kule Alma, whether this is the 50th time, because there are different ways to count, but the last time for sure is in Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, which is the last Shabbos of the year, the last Shabbos of the 7 weeks of Nechama, where we leave the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, is the last time the Torah ever mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hoitzi'oi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim here, Perek Chavtes Pasuk Chavdal. That's the last time the Torah ever mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going totally out of Mitzrayim now as we come to the end of Chodesh Elul. After the we come to the end of the 7 weeks of Nechama, where we every week prepare ourselves as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, as we leave the difficult time period of known as the 3 weeks or the 9 days, the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaZikaron. We are preparing, or at least hopefully aspiring, to be zeichet to the Rosh Hashanah of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. We're asking Hashem for Chaim on Rosh Hashanah, even though that was the same day that Rachman al-Islam, the opposite was decreed. We're asking Hashem for Zochreinu L'chaim Melech Chofetz B'chaim. When we come to the end of Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah says, U'bacharta B'chaim. And you shall choose life. It doesn't say B'chaim, it says B'chaim. B'chaim means in the life, the true life. It doesn't mean life, a life of vacation, having a good time. Chaim means real Chaim, connected to Melech Chofetz B'chayim, because Veinu B'Sefer HaChayim, Lama'an Cho Elohim Chayim. True Chayim, which is eternal life. Chayim Nitzchiyim. Chayim, which is after Tchias HaMeisim, which Tchias HaMeisim, the Emes, really started on Rosh Hashanah. As Chazal tell us, that Hashem created Adam with the capability to live forever. By Yitzah Hashem Elohim, says with two Yuds, that Hashem created Adam to be able to live in this world and in the next world. And before Chet Eitz Hadas, the body of Adam HaRishon was originally created that it shall last eternally. It wasn't supposed to experience decomposition. It wasn't supposed to experience death. That happened also on Rosh Hashanah before Chet Eitz Hadas. Adam already was potentially able to live forever. Chayim Nitzchiyim. That's what we're asking Hashem for. Chayim Nitzchiyim. Eternal life. True life. Eternal life. And eternal life begashmi is too. Because according to most Rishonim, Tchias HaMeisim takes place in a human body, and the human body will live forever. V'acharta b'chayim. Or as we say here, Ha'idoisi b'chem ha'yomis ha'shamayim v'yazorets ha'chayim v'hamavis nasati l'fanecha. Real life. Re'ei nasati l'fanecha ha'yom es ha'chayim v'es ha'toi v'es ha'mavis v'yazoro. Asher anochi mitzavach ha'yom v'yav es Hashem alekecha ben v'choyisa v'ravisa. The last pasuk of this parasha, which is the 40th pasuk, Ben Arboyim Labina, the 40th pasuk of this parasha, Levavoi Simen, is Le'ahava Es Hashem Elokecha L'Shmaya B'Koylei L'Dovkevoi. That's the goal. That's the highest level that a person could reach. That he loves Hashem and he's totally connected. Ki Hu Chayecha V'Oyrech Yomecha. When a person truly realizes that his life is Hashem, Ki Hu Chayecha V'Oyrech Yomecha. Which is the last pasuk of this parasha, which takes us into Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. That's the 40th pasuk purifies us totally. Purifies. That's the 40th sa'ah of the mikvah. The mikvah that has to have 40 sa'ah. The 40 days between Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippurim. Es levavcha ve'es levav. Levavoi. Your heart becomes yours. The Gemara says tzaddikim. Libam birshusam. A tzaddik controls his heart. A rasha is controlled by his heart. Rishoyim birshus libam. Tzaddikim moishlim b'libam. Levava, it's his heart. It's your heart. You conquered your heart. You conquered your yetzer hara. Levava, with two bays. We know that when it says levav, with two bases, it means the yetzer toiv and the yetzer hara. You have to ask Hashem alakecha b'chol levavacha b'shnei yitzarecha b'yetzer hatoiv b'yetzer hara, that even the yetzer hara becomes the yetzer hatoiv. As the Yerushalmi at the end of Bracha says on the pasuk u'matzasa es levavai ne'eman lefanecha by Avram Avinu, that he was greater than David. David killed his yetzer hara, as it says the libi cholal b'kirbi. David carved out the left side of his heart where the yetzer hara is, meaning he got rid of his yetzer hara. Fasting through tiny years, through sigufim and so on. Avram was on a higher level. Avram was mahapech his yetzer hara into a yetzer toiv. So umatzasa es levavai neman lefanecha. That the other base, which is the yetzer hara, is also trustworthy. Meaning the yetzer hara becomes a yetzer toiv. Levavai umatzasa es levavai neman lefanecha. That's the darga of Avram Avinu. That's the highest level, which is. Sifrei Chassidus refer to that as his hapcha. There's a skafia and his hapcha. Skafia means to force, to push the Yetzer Hara down, to conquer it, to control. But his hapcha means to turn it around. To be mahapech the ra to toiv. Or as the Gemara says in Yuma, Gedoy l'tshuva me'ahava shehoifech avaynois l'zechuyois, that the averus become mitzvahs. The Yetzer Hara becomes a Yetzer Toiv. That's the simon, the word to remember how many psukim this parasha has is levavoi. The goal is to be able to do tshuva me'ahava. That's the last pasuk. Le'ahava es Hashem alekecha. Tshuva me'ahava, which is the highest level of tshuva, that's mahapech the Yetzer Hara to the Yetzer Toiv. And that leap brings us to a Rosh Hashanah of Kaidem Hachet. Rosh Hashanah, we know, the Torah refers to it as Bakesa. In Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Aleph, we say, Tiku Bachoy de Shoyfer Bakesa Liyoyim Chagein. Bakesa means hidden. We hide it. We don't announce it. This Shabbos, we're not going to make an announcement like we do every Shabbos Mevorachim, that Rosh Chodesh falls out on Monday and Tuesday when the Meilad is and all that. We keep it concealed. What are we hiding? What's the concealment here? So one of the reasons is La'arvev es hasata. To confuse the Satan, which everyone asks on that, what the Satan doesn't know, what the Satan is an idiot, the Satan doesn't know when Rosh Hashanah is, he can look up the calendar just like we do. All the Sfarim speak about this. Rosh Hashanah is Bakeseh, it's Lamaila Min Hadas. That's the Shar Hanun, is not understood. The 50th day, like Shavuos, the Torah doesn't say what day of the month Shavuos falls out. The Torah doesn't say. Only Yom Tov doesn't say what day of the month is Shavuos, because it could sometimes be the 5th of Sivan, it could be sometimes the 6th, it could be sometimes the 7th. It's the 50th day of Sfira, that's when it is. What day of the month, we don't know. It's also, it's Lamayla Min Azman. That's the Shar Hanun, it's not in this world. Neither is Rosh Hashanah, it's Bakeseh, Bakeseh Liyayim Chageinu. It's interesting that by Shavuos it says, Uviyayim HaBikurim V'Hakrivchem Mincha Chadosho LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem. Chadosho LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem is the same Rosh Teva, he says, Bakeseh Liyayim Chageinu. Because Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are very similar. Both days that are concealed. Both are the 50th day after a period of preparation, whether it's the 7 weeks of Nechama or the 7 weeks of Sfira. Rosh Hashanah has to do with Shofar, so does Shavuos. The Kol Shofar Chazak Ma'od. On Shavuos, we are totally out of Mitzrayim. No more Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You're out of Mitzrayim. You are now mine. You are free. You've been emancipated. No more Yetzahara Shibud. No, Cheirus Mimalach Amavis. This week's Pirkei Avos, we read that. Choros Al Aluchos, Al Tikri Choros Al Cheirus. Rosh Hashanah is also a day of Cheirus. The Shofar, when the Shofar was blown, all the Avodim go free. That was the day that Yosef was released from prison. He was released from prison. He went free on Rosh Hashanah. It's also the day, as the Gemara says, when Batla Avodim Avisanu B'Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, although they weren't yet freed from Egypt, but they were no longer in bondage. The bondage ended. The Shibud ended on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yosef Yisrael Asurim Batla Avodim Avisanu. Shofar is the day that the Shofar wakes us up. His oiriri. We say his oiriri, the haftiris of the Shibud and Achamasa, his oiriri. His oiriri is Bigamatri Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Shofar wakes us up. It takes us out of Mitzrayim. The Shofar is Mekabetz. It gathers all the Goliaths. What is the Shofar? Takaba Shofar Godlachay Hussein of Hussanais Mekabetz Goliaths. The Shofar has the power to bring everyone together. The Shofar is mekabetz all the nidachim, all the scattered and the dispersed, and that's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is that concept of hashavas aveda, taking all the aveiros. When we do aveiros, that causes nitzutzei kedusha, sparks of kedusha scatter and disperse all over the world. When we do tshuva, we gather those sparks and that were scattered and dispersed. Kibbutz nidachim. The Kabbash Shofar Gadol L'Chayru Seinu. The Son Eis L'Kabbetz Goliyoy Seinu. The Kabbetzenu Yaakov Meher Me'abakan Pesaros La'atzenu. Which is why in the Parsha of Tshuva, which is here in this Parsha, the last Shabbos of the year, Nitzavim, we talk about Kibbutz Goliyoy. Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering all of Klal Yisrael together. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life, attained the level of Nun, like Rosh Hashanah or Anshvuas. Zayin Adar, which these parashiyos, beginning Nitzavim, Vayelech, Hazinu, and Zayis HaBrach, which are always read this time of year, before Rosh Hashanah, and right after Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur, were all said on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, the day that he reached the Shar HaNun, as mentioned before. The day that brought us Purim, as we know, that Haman thought that Adar would be a good month for him to annihilate the Jews because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. What he did not know was that Zayin Adar was also the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. We mentioned this many times. All the Ramazim to Purim are in these parashas. Adar Anochi Haster Aster Panai, parashas Vayelech, which was said on Zayin Adar, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So what does Purim have to do with Rosh Hashanah v'chayra? There's no connection whatsoever. On Purim, we know the mood we're in, and on Rosh Hashanah, we know the mood we're in. The l'chayra, it's not exactly the same. B'chitzayni is not. But if one really looks into the panemius of Purim, and if one looks in the psukim in Nehemiah, where it talks about what Nehemiah said to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, one sees a tremendous connection. Nehemiah told Klal Yisrael when they returned to Eretz Yisrael, and they were crying on Rosh Hashanah, he says, don't cry. Al tifku. And he says, ichlu mashmanim ushsu mamtakim. This is one of the reasons why we eat sweet foods on Rosh Hashanah, based on this pasuk in Nehemiah. Nehemiah, we're talking about. Nechemya ben Chakalia says to Klal Yisrael, Ichlu mashmanim ushasu mamtakim v'shilchu manos le'ein nochoin lo, and send shalach manos. This is what he said on Rosh Hashanah. Shilchu manos le'ein nochoin lo. Go send food items to people who don't have. Mordechai and Esther were not the ones who began the thought of the idea of Mishlayach Manos. It was already mentioned before. Actually, no, Mordechai and Esther were before, but meaning to say that this was around the same time. That this concept of Shilchu Manos La'ein Nachayin Lo'i was already known to be something that was done on Rosh Hashanah. What does Rosh Hashanah and Purim have to do with each other? We mentioned Elul is Rosh Tevis, Ishvar Ehu, Matanais Le'evyayinim. Elul is a month in which we intensify our unity, our achdus, our giving of tzedakah, just like on Purim, Elul, Adar, last month of the year. Adar is the last month from Nisan, Elul is the last month from Tishrei. Adar prepares us for Nisan, for Pesach. Elul prepares us for Tishrei, for Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah itself is a day that's lamaylam and adas. It's concealed. Bakesa liyoyim chageinu. It's kesa, it's bechusa. Ezel chag sha'achoydesh niskasa boy. It's all Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention that it's even Rosh Chodesh. We hide the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. All the sugis in the Gemara and the Paiskin that we, what you're allowed to say about Rosh Chodesh. What are we hiding here? What's this concealed? What are we afraid of? What's the concealment? What's the hell? And all the Svarim speak about it. Again, la'arvis ha'satan v'chulu v'chulu. It tells us how great the day is. Just like the Beis HaMikdash is a makayim that's mufla, ki yipolei mimecha dover. It says, when a person is not sure what the halacha is, where do you go? You go to the makam HaMikdash, ki yipolei mimecha. The makam HaMikdash is a makam mufla. They didn't know where it was. Shmuel and David have to figure out where the makam HaMikdash is. Today we know where it is. Look at the pictures, see exactly where it is. You go there, you go to the tour guides, they tell you exactly where this is and where that is. It might be off by a few inches, but we know exactly where it is. But originally, the makam HaMikdash was hidden. They didn't know where it was. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah is a day that is hidden. It's L'mayla Min Azman. Ba'kesel Yoyim Chageinu. It's L'mayla Min Adas. It's Adela Yoda, which is the highest level. That's the Shar Hanun that we reach on Purim, the Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma, the level that Moshe Rabbeinu reached on the last day of his life, Nun Voy, Har Mevoy, and that can be attained through tshuva. Tshuva has the power to turn a person around in a second, literally in a second. We see this from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person says to a woman, Hareat mekudeshes li al menas she'ani tzadik gamur. So the Gemara says, even if he's a Rasha gamur, she's mekudeshes. He's safek, but she's mekudeshes. Why? Because shema hear her tshuva. Which from the Gemara you see that it's possible that one hear her tshuva to turn one itself around from being a Rasha gamur to a tzadik gamur. Levava yifayna hayayim. The heart can turn the other way, but it can turn back. Why was Kolev called Ben Yefuna? Because he turned away from the Eitz of the Meraglim. That was his father's name was not Yefuna. His father's name was Chetzro. He's called Yefuna because Pino Me'atzas Meraglim. The Zayar says, "B'shaita chada uveriga chada." In 1 hour, in 1 minute, in 1 second, a person can totally transform himself. He does proper tshuva, especially if it's tshuva me'ahava. So the Svarim. Sha'a means time, but sha'a also means turn, one turn. By Kayin, it says, Kayin and Hevel, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'el Menchasai, v'el Kayin v'el Menchasai, loy sha'a. Rashi says, pana, turn. Sha'a means to turn. B'shaita chada, in one turn. That's all it takes is one turn around. One hira tshuva. A person could totally transform himself. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, he's not the same person anymore. And Meyid Olav Yodea Talumais Shalayoshav Lekis Loid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies that he will never do this Avera again. In one Hira Tshuva, the person means it. The person shouldn't think that Tshuva is going to take 80 years. So what does he even pay to start? Tshuva could take a second. Shaita Chada Beriga Chada. In one split second, a person has totally turned himself around. Levava ipoina, totally turned himself around. This levav chavias levav, and just like tshuva in general for Klal Yisrael brings about kibbutz goliyos, tshuva in the individual brings about his own personal kibbutz goal. He gathers himself, he gets himself together. The problem is the person is down and depressed, and he feels like he himself is scattered all over the place. He can't get his head straight. He doesn't know where he is. Doesn't know what to do. Person does tshuva. Tshuva brings the kibbutz goliyos. Person does tshuva properly. He can straighten himself out to the matzav of nitzavim. Nitzavim means standing straight with confidence. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. The parashiyos that we read in Elul are shoiftim teitze tavoi nitzavim. Shoiftim teitze is going out of yourself and judging yourself and being a little harsh on yourself. That's the ani l'doidi, and that leads to tavoi nitzavim. You're going to come there straight, confident of victory. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Torah writes, we go to shul dressed in our Shabbos clothes, and we come back eating the finest and the sweetest and the best foods. What are we so happy about? It's Yom HaDin. We're confident when nitzavim. We're standing upright. We're not afraid. If we did tshuva in Elul, of course. A person can't expect to wake up Erev Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon and just say, okay, I'm confident, and let me get my Shabbos clothes and go to shul and come home and eat. It has to come after an avodah of Elul, after shoiftim teitzei tovei nitzavim. Again, doesn't mean that if a person woke up taka the last day that he won't be. A person could still do it. He could still try, but that doesn't mean that we should rely on that. The best way is, as we mentioned 4 weeks ago, is to start on time, and it's still time. There's still many days of slichas left, including the last Shabbos. The Chiddush Harim writes that this Shabbos is koilel all the Shabbosos of the year. It's the kibbutz goliyos of all the Shabbosos. So what a great Shabbos it is. It's a tiny parasha, 40 psukim, only nitzavim, but yet it encompasses all the Shabbosos of the year. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem. All the Klal Yisrael gather together. Every Shabbos comes together, this Shabbos. And with the koyach of all the Shabbosos of the year, we are able to get ready for the upcoming Rosh Hashanah of Tovshin Ayin Gimel, which should be a year, hopefully it'll be a year of a lot of shake-ups, beruchnias, shake-ups in a positive way. There's one time in Navi where the letters Tovshin Ayin Gimel appear in the word, in that order, basically, in Kapitel Yud Ches of Tehillim, Vatigash. Vatigash vatirash ha'oretz u'moistei ha'shamayim yugozom ha'ezgoash u'kichoroloi. Vatigash is Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Vatigash means to shake, like an earthquake. Not that we're predicting earthquakes here. A spiritual earthquake. Yes, there should be an unbelievable upheaval. It should be a year of upheaval. Vatigash means upheaval. A year of tremendous upheaval. V'gashmi is u'beruchni is, because the whole world will be shaken up, will wake up to the truth. There's also another combination. Tovshin Ayin Gimel also is Tishga. Tishga means, not to be funny, but Tishga means Meshuga. So what does that mean? It's going to be a crazy year. The Hayisa Meshuga is a curse. It's part of the Klolos and Parshas Kisavai. But the emes is, in Navi we read that Nevi'im were called Meshugayim, not because they were crazy. They looked like they were crazy. They were rolling on the floor. Nevuah is referred to as shigoyim. The Orach Chaim writes that a person has to be so attached to Torah that he's crazy for Torah. Ba'avasa tishga tamid, that he's mishtageya, he's mamash meshuga for it. The meshuga could be in a positive way. But Tavshin Ayin Gimel, a year of shigoyim, meaning that we're finally going to reach the darga of Nevuah, of we're going to be all shaken up, and we're all going to be on that level that it says about Shol HaMelech Mishtageya. These are Ramazim. We heard Ramazim already for many, many years. No one's interested really in hearing Ramazim. Everyone wants to see it actually happen. We know that we're holding right now in a very, very serious, intense situation in the world. In the next few weeks, months, or days, who knows, hours, we don't even know what's going to happen from 1 minute to the next. What could happen? The seriousness of what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in the world, and with the coming election, what's going to happen here in America, what's going to be with the economy, all these things that everyone's busy with, which really we should not be busy with, because that's not really negayah to us. Hashem is in control. Hashem is the one who pulls the strings. That's what we have to know. Of course, we want to know what's going on, but Hashem is pulling all the strings. And we mentioned many times what the Midrashim tell us, that when we see things happening in the world, especially Benegeya to Paras, Benegeya to all the other situations, which were all foreseen, were all mentioned in Tanakh, in Targum, and in Midrashim, all over, that these things are going to take place. How it's going to happen exactly, no one knows. When it's going to happen, no one knows. We don't have a Navi today yet. Meshugayim we have, but a Navi we don't have yet. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. No one knows. But we know we're very, very close. And Tav Shanayin Beis is not over yet either. V'hoya le'eis Erev Yihya Or. We mentioned what it says in Zechariah, that at the time of Erev, all the way at the end, when you think it's over, le'eis Erev, that's when the light will be revealed. Le'eis Erev is Begematria Tav Shanayin Beis. That means it's still Tav Shanayin Beis. Tav Shanayin Gimel is not here yet. Even though Be'emes, really, Tav Shanayin Gimel starts tonight, Chaf Hei Elul. But we consider the first day of the year Rosh Hashanah. Chaf Hei Elul is Yom HaBriya, that's Briya Sa'olam, but we consider the first day really Rosh Hashanah, so it's like an intermingling of Tav Shanayin Beis and Tav Shanayin Gimel during the next few days. We have the power, especially because it is great Shabbos, the Shabbos of Tshuva and Kibbutz Goliath, that we can make it happen before Tav Shanayin Gimel. V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata v'koyloi. That if we do tshuva, the Torah promises us, the Rambam says, Hifticha Torah. The Torah makes a guarantee that the Jews, the Klal Yisrael, will do tshuva at the end of time. Except we shouldn't have to do it because we're forced into do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amid Melech Kosha Kahaman. The Melech Kosha Kahaman, we hear already. We know who the Melech Kosha Kahaman is. Chas v'shalom, it shouldn't come to any situation where the Melech Kosha Kahaman could actually do anything. The fact that we just hear what he has to say, that itself should be enough, and that itself should bring us already to the darga of tshuva that the Torah wants from us, the highest level of tshuva, bina, the highest level of tshuva that's going to take us to Rosh Hashanah, to the Odom Rishon Kaidem Achet, the day of Zikaron, l'mayla min hashikcha. We should all be zeichet to a emes aksiv v'achsim atayv, to a shana tayv v'mesukah, to a shnas geula v'yeshua. And all of us should be zeiche to experience Kibbutz Goliath and celebrate this Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlish. I know next 2 weeks are going to be, next week Rosh Hashanah, and I'm saying it out, and the week after is Yom Kippur. Unless we do it Thursday, so we have a great Sukkot.